This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. Protesters in Grand Junction demanded justice today for Elijah McClain and Jane Thompson. While McClain's death is national news, Thompson's is less known. The transgender woman was killed by a state trooper in Grand Junction after police say she acted aggressively with a knife. Joanna Gibson, a transgender woman from nearby Parachute, wishes she could have intervened that night last May.
If I would have been in town several hours before, I could have met Jane. I could have hung out. I would have had her in a different situation, something like that. I feel a really big sense of personal failure for not making my community one that is safe for people like me.
After she died, state police released Thompson's gender at birth instead of the gender she identified with. The Trump administration has approved a controversial natural gas terminal in Oregon, CPR's Sam Brash reports.
The Jordan Cove project would be the first natural gas export terminal on the West Coast. Supporters hope it could connect western Colorado to a global market for liquefied natural gas. But it has fierce opposition from environmentalists who worry new fossil fuel infrastructure could lock in decades of global warming. While the project now has federal approval, it still hasn't won a state permit. Oregon officials say that's necessary before construction moves forward. I'm Sam Brash, CPR News.
The Rockies start the season July 24th in Arlington against Texas. It is 100 degrees and sunny in Grand Junction, 86, mostly cloudy for Denver. This is CPR News.